Okay, today is Daf Mem Hey. We're on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. We're up to the Gemara. So here we go. Gemara on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Bas Gimel Shanim, a 3-year-old miskadeshes bebia. A 3-year-old is already roy to be mekadesh bebia. Divrei Rebbeir. V'chacham Omer. The Chacham say no. Bas Gimel Shanim v'yom echad. 3 years and 1 day. May benayhu. What's the difference? Amar Rabbi Yana. Erev Rosh Hashanah, it could be night. The difference is that 1 day. They call it Erev Rosh Hashanah. Right? Mem Dalet Amud Beis.
That's from the Gemara.
Wait, we didn't do the Mishnah? Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
we did. Yeah, we did the Mishnah yesterday.
Sorry,
yeah. So what's the difference between them? The difference is Erev Rosh Hashanah, meaning that 1 day. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Lamid Yom Bashana, Chashuvim Bashana Ikeb Benayu. Now the difference is, if 30 days into the year is already considered a year, according to Rav Meir, all you need is 3 years. If all you need is 3 years, then 2 years and 1 month is also good. 30 days is considered a Shana. But if you hold it 3 years plus a day, then you can't use this Kula. Okay? That's the difference between the two of them. Mesne. Wait a minute. Bas Gimel Shana. It says here, Vafilu Bashtei Shana Vyomecha. Biskadesh has to be a Divra Meir. Rameir has another vort. Rameir has another mem where it says 2 years and 1 day is already considered 3 years. No, it has to be 3 years and 1 day. Now, Bishloma L'Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan makes sense. What did Rochanan say? Rochanan said 2 years and 30 days. Right? And he brings a brayta that says 2 years and 1 day. So that makes sense. Why? Just like there's a Tana that says 1 day is a year. Hachanami, ikatana dama, lamed yom bashana chashuvim shana. So we have a brayta that says 30 days could also be a year. That makes sense. El Rabbi Yanai kasha. But according to Rabbi Yanai, where he said that he held 30 days means, 3 years means 3 full years. The only issue is it 3 years plus another day, like the Chacham held? He has no time that agrees with him. The answer is, you're right, Kasha. The answer is Kasha, you're right, it's a Kasha Taka. How will Rabbi really explain Rabbi Meir? Okay. Pachas Mikan, less than 3 years old, if you have relations with a girl less than 3 years old, Kino Sein Etzba Ba'ayin. It's like you stuck your finger in her eye, in someone's eye. Meaning, it has no halachic significance at all. Okay? Like sticking a finger in an eye, all you're doing is making it bleed. All you're doing is making it tear or bleed. So you buy a lahu. Hani besulin, these besulin that are by a girl, by a besula, mezal azli va'asu, do they break and come back after the age of 3? Oh, or dilma itzdudehu delo mitzadeh, Ad la'achar gimel. Or they don't break at all till after 3. Which one is it? Right, do they break and then regrow? Or they don't even break? So, Lamayin asked Gavina, what's the difference? What's the difference? So, here's the difference. Kigon, for example. Shabal besoch gimel. He married a girl. She was less than 3. They had relations earlier than 3. Umatz adam. And there was bleeding. Ubal la'achar shalosh. And then they had relations after 3. V'lo motza dam. And now there's no dam. Iyar bishloma. Iyar mezel ozli. If you say it grows back. V'asu shahus hu delo havale. There was not enough time for it to go back. Right? It's her birthday. Right? So they have relations on her birthday. She's 3 years old now. Didn't have time for it to go back. Last time they had relations was 2 days ago. Right? So in 2 days, it doesn't go back. However, Ella, Iyam, it's Dudehu Dulom, it's Tadeh, Alacha Gimel. But if you tell me it doesn't even break till after 3, Ha'achar Ba'alehamai. So then what's going on here? The reason why you didn't find Dan now, maybe somebody else had relations with her. Somebody else was with her. That other guy, not her husband, the other guy caused it to break, and now she's an Eish HaSish that was Mazant. So what's the story? Could that be right? So maskifla Rav Chiya b'Reid Rav Ika uman lemulon the maka means the basulim the maka b'soch gimel eno chazeres la'alter. Who said they don't grow back right away? Who made up that rule? Shema chazeres la'alter. Maybe they grow back instantly. V'ha achar ba'alel. And then in both cases, someone else had relations with her. No matter how you slice it, no matter how you view Basulim, no matter how you view it, there's a chashash. If you don't find down after Stern 3, there's a chashash that another man was involved. According to both sides. So that's not an nafkamina. Because that nafkamina is a problem on both sides. So that can't be an nafkamina. Okay? Ella, that can't be an nafkamina. Ella nafkamina, kigon, sheba'al besoch gimel. Here's the nafkamina. Dead relations before she turned 3. Umatza dam. And they found dam. Ubal acha gimel. And they had relations there. Umatza dam. They found dam again. Right? Which is actually what we're saying now is that's what's supposed to happen. So, Iyamrit meitel ozli v'asu. If it grows back, high dam besulimhu. This dam is dam besulim. After all, it grew back. It's very normal. El Iyamrit etzudi hudlo mitzadei. El adlacha gimel, but if you tell me it never broke until now, then haidam nidhu, right? The dam you saw before she turned 3 must have been dam nidhu. And what's the story? So Amr Chista, Tashma. Pachos mikan, if it's less than that, we said, what did the Mishnah say? If it's less than 3, kinosin etzba ba'ayin. It's as if you stick a finger in the eye. Lam lila mystic kinosin etzba ba'ayin. Why do you have to say such a graphic muscle like that? Listen, the Mishnah should have said, pachos mikan lo klum. Less than 3 is nothing. Why'd you give a muscle? What do you gain by this muscle? You should have said, less than 3 is nothing. No, less than 3 is like poking an eye. My laugh, okamash. Just like an ayin, midamas, v'chazeres u'midamas, it tears, it tears, and it continues to tear. Right? It tears, and it keeps on tearing. Af besulan, so to besulin, meitel asli v'asu, they grow back. And that is a raya that we resolve our suffix, but they grow back.
It's dam besulim.
It's dam besulim, exactly. Okay? Tana Rabbanan. Maisa, there's once a story, Biustini, with Yustini, Bito shall Asvirus ben Antoninus, the daughter of Asvirus, the granddaughter of Antoninus, Shabbos lufnei Rebbe. She comes to Rebbe. Amrlo, Rebbe, Isha bekama nises. How old should a girl be to get married? Amale bas gimel shanim v'yom echad. 3 years and a day. Bekama mishaberet. How old can a girl be and get pregnant? This is a non-Jew talking to him. How old can a girl be before Gizon? How old can a girl what? So Gizon. How old can a girl be before she gets pregnant? Amar lo bas yud beishan of yom echad. She's got to be at least 12. Amar lo. Well, anina zeti b'sheish. I got married when I was 6. V'yalda v'yaladati b'sheva. And I got pregnant when I was 7. Then she says, Oy l'shalosh shanim shavadati b'beis avo. Woe is to those 3 years that I was stuck at my father's house. I could have been married 3 years earlier. Could have gotten out of there 3 years earlier. Others say it's a gnai. She was saying, I could have been having relations for 3 more years. Right? She's such a bal taiva. Either way, she says she had a girl, she had a child when she was 7. Mima Abra, is that even possible? For Tani Bibi Kamed Rav Nachman, Gimel Nashim Mishameshes B'moch. There are 3 women that are allowed to use some kind of contraception, right? The parameters of this are all over the map. I'm not going to go into it. There's three women, the Gemara already says, can use contraception. Why? Because if they don't, there's a sakana that's involved. Who are the three? A ketana, a 7-year-old is a ketana, muberes, a woman who's pregnant, umenika, and a woman who's nursing. What's the problem over here? Ketana, shema tezaber v'tamas. She'll get pregnant, she'll die, right? Can't survive the pregnancy, so therefore, let her use contraception, doesn't get pregnant. Mu'uberes, if she's pregnant, shematas abur sandal. Maybe another child will be born that's a sandal. Some of them are achronim answers. We have a rule, A, it's a halacha, and B, it's a biology. A pregnant woman can't get pregnant. So what do you mean? She's pregnant, and we're afraid she's going to become pregnant again, and that second baby is going to cause the death of the first baby. So the achronim ask, the achronim answer, she can become pregnant with something that'll never be viable. That's possible. It'll never be viable. It'll never be viable. And what will it do? It's going to be. It's not going to be viable. But it will cause the first baby to die. It's a sakana. Such a woman can use contraception. And the third one is menika, a woman who's nursing. Why? Shema tigmal asbana. Maybe she will be feeding her son, her child. Right? She'll be nursing her child. And the pregnancy while she's nursing will cause the milk to become spoiled and the baby won't eat it, the baby will die. Right? Beizu ketana, what's considered a ketana? Bibas yud alef shana v'yom echad, v'yad yud bei shana v'yom echad. From between 11 and 12. So pachas mikan, o yeser al kan, mishemeshes v'holeches divir emir. Less than 12, less than 11, or greater than 12, it's not a problem. Why? Less than 11, nothing's ever going to happen. And more than 12, she says she's strong enough to carry the baby. Any girl can do whatever they want. Just go along with it. And Minashamayim, they should have Hashem should take care of you. Shenemar Shomer Pisaim Hashem. Hashem watches those that are foolish. Right? In other words, this is a heter that's generally used for doing activity which is not black and white usser. It's not black and white dangerous. There's no, they would not use this Shomer Pesachim Hashem for going to run in traffic. I can run in traffic, Hashem's going to watch over me. No, we don't say that. We know where this did come up. This came, huh? Yeah, you know where it came up? We did?
Yes.
So the famous place where it comes up is where Moshe used Shomer Pesachim Hashem to permit smoking. That's what he did. He used it to permit smoking. And he said that it's not so clear that it is back in the day. Right. It's not so, well, the second tshuva was in the 80s.
Right.
And he didn't want to change. The second tshuva was to arouse his father.
Really?
Yeah. The second tshuva was in the 80s already. And he still said, now by then already, it was, whatever. That's what some say. Today, there's no way that Rav Moshe would have ever mocked it. I don't know if that's true or not. It sounds like that's right. Because today, the evidence that it can kill you is irrefutable, unmistakable, undeniable, right? However, back in the day, it wasn't so poshut. So Moshe said, it's not like running in traffic. It's right, exactly. It's like one of these types of things. I'm not sure. Hashem will watch over you. The thing over here. Says the Chachamim, Hashem watch over you. Right? Eboy Thema. So one second, so it's a kasha. What's the kasha? By the way, the Yavid says that this heter from the Chacham here is only b'di'evet. In other words, lichatchila, you should not do this. Why? Because it is dangerous. B'di'evet, you don't have to, all right, Hashem will take care of you. Okay, so the kasha is, how could she say that she had a baby when she was 7 years old? It's not possible. So the Gemara is going to give two answers. Answer number one is going to be either going or different. Or answer number two is she lied. Right? So, Asher Basar Chamorim Besara. Right? The pasuk there that the teva of an animal is going of a different nature. Going is possible. Eba Yisema or Asher Piyam Davar Shav Viminayam Yimin Sheker. Everything they say is a lie. The lie shouldn't tell the truth. She was lying. Now, if she was lying, the Pesach Inayim asked this question. If she was lying, why is that in the Gemara? I need the story of some guy who made a lie to Rebbe. For what purpose? Every time someone lies, they put it in the Gemara. What's it doing in the Gemara? I need a Gemara for that?
That's what we're learning out. She wrote a story that he just fleshed all out.
Right. So that's basically what his answer is. His answer is that we wanted to see how Rav responds. Which I don't care about a law. I want to see what Rav is going to say to this. Right? What does the Gadol say when presented with a lie like this? How does he analyze it? That's one answer. Second answer he gives is to show you how low this woman was. Just to give you a contrast, how low she was. She's upset that she got married 3 years after she was able to. It's a mussar. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Listen to this one. Ma'aseh b'isha achas shebasa lifnei Rabbi Akiva. There's a woman who comes to Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo, she tells him, Rebbe, nibaalti b'tzok shaloshanim. I had relations before I was 3 years old. Ma lanit l'kahuna? Can I marry a Kohen? Right? I think it's a Kohen Gadol. No, a regular Kohen. Right? On my law, Sheirat l'kahuna. It's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because anything that happens before three doesn't count. On my law, Rebbe, let me just tell you one thing. Emshal l'chamashal l'madam v'damba. But Tinok, you have a child. Shetim nulo etzba b'dvash. He sticks his finger in the honey. Pamri shono shnia gorgo. First time, second time, not so loving it. Shlishis mitasa. Third time already sucking it out. In other words, I enjoyed it, she's saying. It's not that I had relations before I enjoyed it. So cute. Oh, like just like a child enjoys it. Or the candy. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, MK and then Pasalta at the kahuna. Then you pass it for the kahuna. That's not true. Doesn't matter if she's enjoyed it or not, it's irrelevant. So Raw Talmidim and Stockland Zebizet, all three of them looking at each other. Like, what? What did the Rebbe just say? Well, she enjoyed it. Did the halacha change it? Amr Lahem, Lama Adavar Kasha Beinechim. Says Rebbe Akiva, what's difficult in your eyes? Amr Lay, Kishem Shekala Torah Halacha Moshe, Misinai, Kach Pesuchim Ibashalo Shanim, Kshera, Kahuna, Halacha Moshe, Misinai. How could you say it's usher just because she enjoyed it? That's not a reason. Rabbi Akiva wasn't being serious. He was just doing it to see if anybody would chulcha, right? Anybody would catch on, but he wasn't being serious. Okay, next Mishnah. Ready? Ben Teisha Shanim v'yom Echad, a 9-year-old and 1 day. Sheba al Yevimto, that has relations with his Yevama. What's his Yevama? It's his brother's wife. His brother died, unfortunately. He's only 9 years old. 9 years old is the age when a boy can have bia. So what does the boy do? He hears about it. He goes to the wife. He has relations with her. He has just now married her. Says Rashi. Kana. Rashi, the first Rashi in the Mishnah. We're going to have to look at Rashi. This Mishnah, got to use Rashi a lot. V'zocha b'nichse achim. He's zocha in the nechasim of his brother. Why Rashi? It's also zocha in the wife of the brother. Right, so he takes over his life. Afagav she'ein kinyan l'katan, even though a katan can't make a kinyan. Hare kinuya lo v'omedes. This counts. However, ve'ein nosin get ad sheyigdol. He can't give her a get until he turns 13. Says Rashi. Next Rashi, im balagarsha. If he wants to give her a divorce. He's married her from 9, 10, 11, but now he realizes it's not working out. He wants to give her a get now. He has to wait till he's 13. Why? Says Rashi. The kedushe achiv, kedushe gemurin. The kedusha is a valid kedusha. Why? Because it's just bia. There's nothing else to it, yibum. The gerishin shel zeh einam gerishin gemurin. The eino bendas. At the end of the day, he's still not a gadol. So the only time the kedushin will work is if it's a yibum.
That's before you can get married and not get divorced.
No, he can't even get married.
That would say he can't get married.
He can't get married. Well, the only thing he can do is yibum. He can only marry his sister-in-law in yibum. That's the only thing he can do. Why? Because that doesn't require kedushin. It just requires bia. That is old enough to do. It doesn't require kedusha. It doesn't require kesef shtar bia. The bia is the kinyan. There is no kinyan. Just by taking her home, he has relations with her. He married her as a yibum. Kedusha he can't do, and gerusha he can't do. So he's stuck with her until she's 13. Until he's 13.
Right.
Okay.
So then he wasn't divorced.
He has to wait till he's 13.
So, but he doesn't have to.
The yiva means the kedushin.
Oh, that it takes the place.
Correct. Now, umetamin benida. If he has relations with the nida, he becomes tamei. Utamei mishkav tachton ke elyon. Right, just like any other nida. Uposel ve'eno machel betruma, and he passed and he doesn't need truma. Look at that Rashi. See what Rashi says. Uposel kigon. Let's say you have a Ben Tess Shunim, a 9-year-old boy who's a Kusi or Mamzer. He's a Kusi or Mamzer. Sheba al HaKehenes, who has relation to the Kehenes. Pasla mitoras mitrumas avia. He passels this girl, a woman, who doesn't make a difference who she is, from eating the truma of her father. Right? Avol. Beben Tesha Yisrael Sheba al Bas Kohen. If a 9-year-old boy, a Jewish boy, has relations with the Bas Kohen, Leka Lamema the Pulsa Minat Truma. He does not passel her from Truma. Why not? Because the Imishim Bias Znus, Lo Passel Znus, the Kosher Minat Truma. That's not a psul regarding Truma. There's nothing wrong with this boy. He's just 9 years old. The Imishim Kedushin, Le Mehevi Bas Kohen Li Yisrael. Then you want to say now she's married to this boy? Lav Kedushin Ninhu. It's not true. The katan, the kaddish, ain kedusha of kedushin. A katan cannot make kedushin. What can he do? He can do yibum, not kedushin. So if he knocks on the door of a bas kohen, has relations with her, says Rashi, nothing happened. Nothing changes. Then I'm married, and she's still mutter. If the 9-year-old's a kuzi, that's a different story. Because the kuzi's nine years old, will be enough to passel her from truma. But it won't be enough to make her married to anybody. Okay? Good? Uposel has behema megabe hamizbeach. If there's only one aid to this action, he has relations to the behema. There's only one aid. And he's 9 years old. He will passel the behema from being a carbon. And uneskalos al yado. If there are two aidim, we will put the animal to death. If he has relations with any woman in the Torah, mumasin al yado, the woman will get killed. Who pater? He won't, because he's underage. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, Ukishayigadel, what happened? His brother died. So he did yibum to the wife. Now he can't stand her. He wants to divorce her. He's got to wait till he's 13. Does he have to give her chalitza? No. Doesn't have to. Right? They're fully married. Says the Gemara. Correct. But he's not really a gadol. So now that he's 13, he's giving her a get. So look at the first one of the Ubikushi Gadel, the get Tagila. When he gets older, a get's enough. Right? They're fully married. No chalitza now. The problem is, Viha Tanya, but we learned in a Braisa, Asu Bias Bentes, they made a Bias Bentes, Kimaimar Begadel. Like Maimar by a Gadel. What's Maimar? Remember this? Maimar is. They didn't want that your first introduction to this woman was Bia. They didn't want that. Just like you can't be Mekanez a woman with Bia, they made a rule. You can't just have Bia with a Yivama. Give her money first. Give her Kedushin first. Like an introduction. So they made the relations of an... Now, let's say a guy does that. Let's say he gives Maimer to his Yivama. And then he changes his mind. He doesn't want to stay married to her. He doesn't want to change his mind. So the halacha is, in Minat Torah, Maimer is nothing. Nothing. Midrabanan, so we have, the halacha is, he has to give her a chalitza, he's not going to marry her, and a get. A get will sever the Maimer. So get Midrabanan. Okay? So they made a 9-year-old boy like Maimer by a gadol. Ma Maimer by gadol, tzarech get lebamaro. You need a get to get rid of the Maimer. Ula chalitza. Lizikaso. And you need a chalitza to break the zika, to break the bond. Af bias bentes. So to over here. They had relations with it from 9, 10, 11, 12. Now he wants to give her a divorce. Tzarech get l'ma'amaro, v'chalitza l'zikaso. He should need a get to get rid of the marriage, and chalitza to get rid of the zika. Just like we do that by Maimer, and we do that over here also. So why don't we do that over here? You hear the kasha? So she should have to give chalitza. Amarav, hachikamar. Here's what the Mishnah meant to say. L'kisha yigdal, when he turns older, yivol, let him have relations with her one time. Right? That relations now will solidify this marriage, because now he's a gadol. Now he can get. Now he gives the get. If I had to do that, if he wanted to save on the beds and feet, I don't pay for a chalitza. So, right? I don't have to pay for the chalitza. So all we do, we'll have relations one time. We'll turn this into a marriage min haTorah, and now I'll give you a get. Ein hachinami. If they don't do that, he would have to give chalitza. Right? It would really be a chalitza derabanan. Okay? Look at Rashi, top Rashi. V'hach kinyan, v'hach bia, have a kinyan gomer. This bia is a real, genuine kinyan. V'imbala garsha, and if he comes to divorce her, ein atzmicha chalitza. He does not require chalitza. V'chziv, lakha lo ma'isha, kivan shalakha, nasis ki'isha, lakal davar. Good? Very good. Now we are going to learn the one time in halacha where a boy under the age of 13 and a girl under the age of 12 do have halachic significance. Putting aside a 9-year-old marrying a yavama. There's one place. What? Besides that, there's one place where a boy and a girl under the age of bar and bat mitzvah do have halachic significance. What's that? No, not for transactions, for nedarim, a neder that they make, right? That'll be binding and valid just like an adult.
I'm sorry,
What? We're going to get to that, Here we go, ready? Bas achas esrei shana, v'yom echad, a girl, 11 years old and one day. Nidareha nivdakin. Her neder is examined. Right? Bas shtemes reishan of yom echad. If she's 12 years old, nidareha kayamin. Her neder is good. Nothing to examine. It's good. Ubodkin kol shtem esrei. This goes back to the first statement. And she's your bodek her during her 12th year. In other words, she turns 11, she makes a neder. You go examine it, she doesn't know what she's talking about. A month later, she makes examine her again. You don't say, well, since it's the first day of the year, her birthday, she didn't know what she was talking about, I'm not going to listen to her the whole. No, you don't do that. They get older, they mature as time goes on. Right? Why on earth did Gemara, the Mishnah didn't put it in order? It should have said, an 11-year-old, you check it out. And you check it out the whole year. A 12-year-old, you don't have to check. She's an adult. It doesn't say it like that. An 11-year-old, you check. A 12-year-old, you don't have to check. And when you check for the 11-year-old, you have to check the whole year. It went backwards. That going backwards is going to be crucial. Next. Now, the same exact thing by a boy. A 12-year-old boy, the Nadarim are checked out. Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad, Nedarav Kayamin. When he's 13, you don't check them out. He's an adult. Ubodkin Kol Shalosh Esrei. And when you check out the boy, you check him out the whole year he's turning 13. In other words, his 12th year. Again, it's out of order. Now, the Mishnah says something completely superfluous. Completely redundant. Kodem L'Zman Azeh. What if it's before this time? Right? A girl before 11 and a boy before 12. Afal pi sha'amru, you do an anu l'shemi nidro, l'shemi hikdishno. I know who I'm making an edit to. I know about Hashem. The Vilna Gaon. Right, he was 6 years old, he knew the whole shas. He can't make an edit. Ein nedarim nedev. It's nothing. And by the way, that's extra. Why is it extra? Because the Mishnah said that at 11 you check, at 12 you check. Which implies that before 11 and before 12 it's nothing. So So why did the Mishnah have to go out of its way to repeat it again? La'achar zman hazeh, after this time, even in other words, a 15-year-old boy, 18-year-old boy, yes, you made a net. Do you know what you're making a net this one? I have no idea. Aval pisha amru ein on the yodel moshe midnro moshe miyugdashno neder neder vekdeshon vekdeshon. It's a good neder. Once it turned the age, it's all good. Look at the last Rashi. Look at the last Rashi on the Mishnah. Aval pi afilu amru ein on the yodel. Even if we don't know what we're doing, foolish kid, right? Says Rashi, gedolim heim, the gedolim. We don't say they were shote. You got a 20-year-old guy. You made an edit. You know anything about God? No, I don't know. I don't understand that. So the guy's a shote? No, it says Rav Shan shote. Why? The sofa labo l'chol das. At any time, you can get this das. At any time, it can hit him. It can snap. It can hit him. Vein shote elaham akarei pesuso. Who's a shote? Someone who rips his clothing, v'alom beis akvaros, v'yotzi yichidi balayla. Aval toks man hazeh, im yodeh l'shem mi nidro, havi neder. V'yim lav, lo havi neder, the cotton hoof. In other words, just because you don't know about God doesn't make you a shota. And you know what? You and Dorim are still good. And before that age, you have to check it out. And before that, it's not good even if you do know about God. Very good. Excellent. Okay? By the way, today's daf, we're going to discuss why is a girl 12 and a boy 13? Huh? The Gemara says the exact opposite. You'll see in a minute. Now, Tosfos, you'll see in a minute. Now, v'kiv v'detani bas achas esrei shana v'yomecha nedar v'dakin. Once we said that an 11-year-old you check out bas yudbei shana v'yomecha nedar v'kayam. So bas yudbei shana v'yomecha nedar v'kayam in lamali. Why do I need the Mishnah to tell me that when she's 12, it's good? All the Mishnah said was, when she's 11, we check. Why does the Mishnah have to say, and when she's 12, it's good? Because I would think, once she turns 11, you check, and you check for the rest of her life, even when she's 100. Kamash Milan, we don't do that. You only check till she's 12. The Kivon Detani Bas Yud Beis Shana, the Yom Echad Nidareha Kayamin. Once you tell me that when she's 12, it's good. So Bogan calls Shlomes Rishana Lomali. So why are you telling me that you're checking the whole 12th year? It's obvious. So I would have thought, Halva Mamar. Lamed Yom Bashana Chashuvim Shana. Because we have a rule that we use sometimes. That 30 days of it is considered a whole year. Hey, Chadibda Kina Liyamid. We ain't checked her out when she was 11 and 30 days old. And she made a nether and she just didn't get it. She didn't know what she's doing. Velo Yada. That she didn't know. Lahaflos, to make a neder, ema sulo livok, I would have said, that's it. She is off limits now till she turns 12. So the next 11 months, I don't have to be busy with her. Kamashwan, obviously not. Well, she gets 6 months later, now she grew up, now she makes a neder, she knows what she's saying. Velisni hani tarti bibabi. Velisni hani tarti bibabi. Why weren't these learned is one memra. Bas Yud Beis Shana V'Yom Echad Nidariv Kayamin. How about this? This is the kasha. Lisni Hani Tarti B'Babi. These two should have been learned together. Bas Yud Beis Shana V'Yom Echad Nidariv Kayamin. Once she's 12, her Nidarim are what? Are good. Ubodkin Kol Yud Beis. And we check her out the whole 12. Bas Achas Asrei Shana V'Yom Echad Nidara Nivdak and Lamali. Why do I need the Mishnah to tell me, and between 11 and 12, we check it out? Is that redundant? We just said, we're checking out the whole 12th year. So Gemara says, you're right. It's true. Sakat HaChamina, I would have said, Stoma, B'Shtem Esrei, Boy Bedika, Bachas Esrei, Lo Boy Bedika. A normal girl does not require Bedika. V'Hecha D'Chazina Le D'Charifei Tfei. But when we know she's very smart, then we will check her out. Kamash Milan. That means even before 11. Kamash Milan, no. You have a Vilna Gaon, he's 7 years old, a genius. You don't check him out. You have to wait till he's 12. And a girl has to wait till they're 11. That's where all these extra cases. Then why did the Mishnah say again, and before this time and after this time? Right? That's only where we don't say anything to them. What if they come to us? They come to us. A 10-year-old kid comes and says, listen to how smart I am. Then nismach alayu. Then maybe we will listen. We don't listen then either. Okay? Good. Tana Rabbanan. Now, we know, I don't think anyone ever heard of this before, we know that girls are 12 and boys are 13. You know what's a machlokas? Tana Rabbanan. Eilu divrei Rebbe. That's Rebbe. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Dvar Mamor b'tinokas b'tinok Omerim, and Dvar Mamor b'tinok b'tinokas Omerim. No, says Reb Shimon ben Elazar, I say just the opposite. Boys are 12 and girls are 13. Whatever we said by a boy is by a girl, and whatever we said by a girl is by a boy. Amr of Chista, my time at the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's reason? What's Rebbe's reason that what? That it goes by 12? Tichziv. But even Hashem Elokim es Hatela. Hashem created Chava from the Sela. Malameh. Shinasana, what's Vayiven? They all Madaik. That the entire Bereshis never says Vayiven. It says Vayitzar, Vayivra. What's Vayiven means he built. What's Vayiven? So the word Vayiven also comes from the word Bina, right? Shinasana, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Bina Yitzar B'isha, Yoshami B'ish. Therefore, not that they mature faster, but they have more Bina. Okay? Bina Yisera. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, don't think that women are smarter than men. They're not. Not true. What is it? They just get smarter faster. Earlier in age. That's all it means. It's what? Yeah. You hear that part? That is smarter. They just get it earlier. And that's one. And the Ritva says that even though the Gemara says in Shabbat and Kedushin, two places, that Nashin Adaitin Kala, right? So what does it mean to have Bina Yisera? How do you fit those two Gemaras together? Right? How do you resolve that, Snira? No, nobody wants to offer an answer. Whatever anyone offers, to contact to haunt them later. Right? So, not sure how to answer that. Not sure what the answer is over here. Right? The Ritva answers that when it says Nashon Adaitin Kala, it means everything but not Bina. So, right? In everything else, what's left if you take away Bina? What's left in their das?
Quote, right? Here,
yeah, that what?
It says that women have it instinctively, but men get it from their environment.
Uh-huh.
So men have more street smarts, I guess.
Okay, so the Gemara is going to say that in a minute. The Gemara is going to say that in 1 minute. Idach, what is the one who holds that women, that girls are at 13, which is later? So what does it do with this pasuk? We buy a little kid of Rish Lakish, Dham Rish Lakish, Mishum B'Menatia, B'Even HaShem HaLakim Mesatela, Ashalokach Min Adam, Le'isha V'Yveh La'Adam, Lamed Shekala, Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava, Hashem braided Chava, Deviu Eitel Adam Arishon, and he brought her to Adam, Shekei B'Karchi Ayam, because overseas, Karu L'Kliyasa Binyasa. They call braiding Binyan. It means he built her, it means he prepared her nicely, lovely for Adam. Right? The wife was prepared, beautiful, for the husband. Rishon ben Elazar, my time. What's his reason that they switched? The ages are switched. Why does he hold boys are 12 and girls are 13? Amar Rishon bar Yitzchak Bitoch, listen to this one. Shatinag Motzi Bebeis Rabo, because the kids hang out in yeshiva more, the boys. Nichneses bo armumimus tchila. They're much more wicked, much more crafty. Right? Armumimus means crooked. Right? They're much more able to outsmart you. Why? Because they go to yeshiva. You hear that? You hear that answer? Much more, again, it has nothing to do with maturity.
Right.
Both of them hold it has nothing to do with maturity. It has to do with smarts.
Both. Not single yeshiva.
Oh, look at Tosfos. Look at the third Tosfos. Shatinak Matsu Rabo, Bebeis Rabo. Right, so Tosfos. Bafilu Ein Lo Rav. Even if you don't have a yeshiva. Nevertheless, rogil lotes velavo umisapekes yoser. Somehow the kids are, the boys are always able to, even if they don't go to yeshiva, somehow they're always outsmarting everybody. They hang out with Rebbein, in the shul, somehow they always have the shtick. The girls don't have that. You hear that? You don't hear that? Now, just interesting, because the Tosos HaRosh, the Rosh says that there's a famous Rosh in his Chalos and Shuvos of the Rosh, where he says, who made up these numbers of 12 and 13? Who made up those numbers? The answer is, I never thought of this, it's like every other shir in the Torah, it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. There is no source.
Well, we don't learn from
Yisro? No, it doesn't say how old he was. It's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. How do you know by mitzvah?
I thought it's rope of how they mature physically.
So you're going to say what Tosfos is saying.
Then you're
going
to say it later.
The kasha is it's halacha l'moshe misinai. So what are they doing, being busy with psukim and svaras? That's the question. Halacha l'moshe misinai. How do you know a kazayit is a kazayit? The answer is halacha l'moshe misinai. There's no makar for that. It's just the way it is.
But there's no arbitrary physical difference between a kazayit and a kazayit.
So what's the difference? What's the difference between a 13-year-old and a 12-year-old and 9 months? There's no difference.
You have to make an arbitrary number.
Correct. So and why not 14? Why not? So we're 13.
Children start maturing physically.
So
at that age.
Okay. So.
Right. When that happens.
So listen to the first answer. The first answer is given by the Maharil. The Maharil says, because the halacha l'moshe misinai was lost. It was lost, and what the halacha l'moshe misinai came down was. One sax is 12, and the other sax is 13. We don't know which one. We don't remember which one. So therefore, it's a machlokes.
The women said it's us.
So therefore, it's a machlok. Yeah, they want to fast one sax Jim Kipper than men. Go right ahead. So therefore, it's a machlokes, and they're trying to bring tzukim to back themselves up. From Chava, this, that, right? That's the first answer. The second answer is basically what Mati said. The Tosfos says that today the Chachamim looked around and decided what's going to be the best age that maturity sets in, and by girls it was 12, and by boys it was 13, and the other one had a machlokas. He said, no, the other way around. Right?
All the other facets of maturity that are tied into this.
What?
Simonim and things like this by women, and Shnei Sairus by men, the whole
right.
field. So they have to, the road makes sense in that case, because if they have to evoke those things,
really,
a 10-year-old? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right.
People
out of
them. I mean, I'm sure there are 10-year-olds that mature at that age, too.
Right.
And there are people that don't mature until 16.
Correct.
You don't want the ends. You work
the,
as close to the middle as you can.
Right. Make their job easier. No, I hear you. Okay, we have like 1 minute. The Gemara now is quite hard. Iboil, but there's no way to stop. We'll do it in a minute. Iboilahu. Following question. Toch Zman. What about Toch Zman? What does toch zman mean? Between the age of 11 and 12 for a girl, and between the age of 12 and 13 for a boy, ki lifnei zman o kula achar zman. Is it before 11 or is it after 12? So Gemara says, what kind of question is that? Lamai hilchata, regarding what? Idlin adarim, lav lifnei zman, dami lav achar zman, dami. It's its own category. You have to check out. It would be a bodeker. So what? Regarding what? Ella la onchin, regarding onchin, my, what's the story? Rav, what's the question? What's the question? So Rashi says, kigon, the icy shtei sairos besochas man. You brought two hairs before 13 for a boy. The elo icy, if you didn't bring two hairs, I feel achas man la baronchinu. Even your 15, you're not a baronish. Why? Because two hairs is just as much a requirement as ages. Here, you happen was, you had two hairs a little early. Right, so what's the story here? You hear the question? You have two hairs, you're 12 and a half. What's the story with you? So right, it's kilif nezman. Therefore, nothing's wrong with you. Nothing. Not nothing's wrong with you. No punishment for you. Ah, you're 12 years old, you didn't have Eira, and you have Shtei Sairos. It's irrelevant. Rabbi Yochanan, Yeshua ben Levi, Damar Tavayu, Toch Zman, Kila Achar Zman. Toch Zman is after Zman. Amar Vietnachem, Beitzach, Mishimanach, Zos Lefnim Be Yisrael. And it's a simon, Rashi explains, that the word Zos is Lashon Nekeva, and Rav Chanina is a female word, and therefore it's a clue that it's like the Nekeva is Bifnim, meaning it's Lefnei Zman. Then Rashi says that the word Rav is included, the word Yisrael, the word Be Yisrael. The word Rav is included in the word Be Yisrael. Be, before Yisrael. Now Rav Shita is, it doesn't count. Okay? We'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll start to go. It's been quite hard tomorrow. It's so back and forth tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll start a little behind, but hopefully we'll catch up tomorrow. Everybody, tomorrow's a very long day. But we'll do our best. Everyone have a very good day.